for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community. We have an opinionated piece today, and it's a new addition to our lovely series of episodes. This one is about the beauty of being, one, a truly empowered woman versus the individuals that call themselves empowered women but that are codependent people. So we definitely don't lose our sense of self-worth when we're discarded or when projection happens with codependent type women, men, theys. Any person who does not have healthy self-worth will clearly be spotted by an empowered woman or man for that matter. But I'm a woman, so I can't speak for all. And what I can share as an attachment and trauma-informed person is secure attachment is straightforward. And so is maintaining your whole three-year-old heart. Thanks, Mom. So I have a whole three-year-old heart, no shame button, and no defectiveness. And that's also my 0-1-year-old is my own 0-1-year-old. So I know how to be my safe haven, secure base. This is why, for an empowered person, what it looks like when we get called cold, selfish, or protective is what? Seriously? We have the ability to be our own best inner child lawyer. And that's for ourselves all the time. So when our honesty is taken by any person as you're growing up, as cold, selfish, or protective, the inner child that is healthy self-worth doesn't change. I didn't change. Nope. I maintained my heart body, value body, and my complete embodied self-awareness. In fact, my mammalian heritage, and didn't lose it. And the part of Purusha, pure consciousness, it's called unconditional love for a reason. Prakriti, pure energy. It's your three-year-old. I always use that one because your first 3 years of life are implicit memory. And we do know that trauma doesn't get just, you know, poof, disappear. No, trauma can be minimized, but that's only when people take emotional accountability, ownership, and self-awareness, which, like I was saying, we also see through codependent women like a, you know, fly stuck on a wall, whatever words, I don't know the expression, but whenever I see, which is what I have been seeing, false empowered women, yes, they look more like misanthropistic women who are also misandrious, or however the world goes, and misogynistic, even though they want to say that it's only men, but no, they're also misogamists. So these are all words that mean something. If you need me to explain, misanthropy, hatred, dislike, or distrust of humankind. Anytime I hear somebody say shitty human beings, or I watch any movie for that matter that talks about humanity that way, there you go. That's not an empowered person for no way. Nope, their unfinished business is all over the place. In fact, their entire maladaptive child behavior is being projected out into the world. They have a trust break with the human species, and they're not going to get therapists to work with it. They're just creating generalizations and stereotypes, and actually because of that type of cognitive thinking, they're not healing from their trauma stuff. So they're still letting trauma linger in their brain, and they're continuing to be in their survival mode, which isn't necessary because they're not being hunted down by a lion, tiger, or bear. But they would have to want to do personal development, and some will be, I don't want to, I want life now. That's a bitch over there. I know I'm right. I'm not projecting my low self-esteem, insecurity, ego. No, I'm not doing that. Anytime anyone doesn't want to regard their three-year-old tone, I know mine because my mother points it out to me. It still comes up. But not like this. Okay, so people who are misandrous, they hate men. People who hate women, and also it involves sexism, this word, the misogynistic word. And then misogamists are the people who hate and avoid or oppose marriage. You know, it's funny about that part because I love the idea of marriage. But that's because I know what marriage is. And no, it's not about body-based necessarily. So we're going to get to that one in a minute. I want to first address, we have two episodes that went out yesterday. One's a short and one's a 10-minute video episode. If you don't yet follow us on YouTube, you can. And us, IHP, I always have this habit of using us and we, but obviously I'm your host, Maria. So, yeah, but you never know. We're going to have community building, and I always feel that we're already a community, so. What happens when empowered women get discarded by avoidant men or deal with dysfunctional people? Nothing. Meaning that we just know an avoidant man does not have a relationship with his emotional plane. And we will not lose sleep over it. That we will lose potentially some sleep as we process the emotions. But what I mean is we won't lose sleep over that. Meaning, oh my God, I must have done something wrong. Did I do this? No, we don't do shit like that. That's rumination. We will not think of what has been. We will contemplate nothing except for let me process as I am accepting what has taken place, and I'm moving forward already the minute that I've understood that there's no emotional relationship that is desired by another human being called man. And yeah, if you're not emotionally available to me, I mean, you know, it's okay. I'm not your mother or father,
or anything. In fact, I don't have anything to do with your body, which is why we're not establishing a relationship. I mean, I can think we are. I'll realize at some point that we're not, especially when my mental interests are completely disregarded, completely. So when emotional interests are not there, it's because a person has impaired bilateral integration. So they don't have access to their inner child, and they're functioning from a, what is it called? You know how when people watch movies, they decide that they're going to look like superheroes or supervillains? Yeah, that's what teenagers tend to do. It seems they maintain their whatever they were at high school, and then they just build upon it. I'll put it that way. So it's not easy to spot immediately, but in time you spot the teenager in any person who's avoidant or who has dysfunction, meaning that they don't grow out of the teenager. It's unfair. Life's unfair. I hate humans. Humans are unfair. Humans, so they always have some shit to say. That's all the human suffering group. They can go to therapy. If they go to therapy and reparent themselves and they do EMDR, that helps the bilateral integration, child parts work and somatics, and that helps them to reestablish their embodied self-awareness and to move from what would be dysregulated or dysfunctional to modulated to restorative. When you have a good, already empowered self and a good self-awareness of this embodied self, that's where things are very different. So like I was saying, we don't lose sleep over, oh my God, I must have done something. What we really get upset, if anything, is going to be about the time we used, because our time is precious. Since we're Pachas, we actually mean serious business. So when I say I love you, I'm not going to give up on you. I'm not cheering for you. I'm not doing shit. I said yes because I enjoy you. I'm so sorry, did that not become clear how empowered women don't do any codependent stuff like that one who's, I'm empowered woman bullshit content, and yet my life is devoted to one human being and his name is, and is my highest priority, meaning everything else doesn't matter. Wow, one person's your highest priority. I'm sure that's how you wanted to be treated. Your 0-1-year-old, obviously. You know, I hope that he highly has priority for you, or is he the breadwinner so he can do whatever the fuck he wants and not pay any attention to you, and you're the nurturer, so you have to, you know, bend backwards and over. Is that, that's not empowered, my lovely P. Empowerment, to me at least, as an independent woman, means completely, I am mentally, emotionally, and physically independent, meaning I'm going to build my life that way, which is why solo polyamory fits to a T. To this day, had I had it with my teenage boyfriend, I would have totally gone that path. But see, I didn't have yet the experience of being broken up with, and he was my first love. So the reality is, I believed in us like any 16-year-old would. And I still believe in love, and I believe in me, and I believe in humanity. And when you meet healthy, self-worth men, you're like, see, I knew they had it in them. There you go. There's my proof. And then the attachment and trauma information, educational individuals, all of those lovely men in those fields, they're all empowered as well. So you do meet people who are men and women who don't bullshit. But on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, on any of the social media platforms, and when you go out into the public, you don't need to be on social media, by the way, to see what I'm about to say. Yes, just go to a pub. Go, let's go. I go to a pub. Oh, it's my favorite place to be. And I feel bad for all of those people who they'll roll their eyes at me when I tell them about how they could heal their attachment and trauma stuff. And they literally are like, no. Drugs, fucking, and alcohol, Maria. That's the way of rock and roll. And that's the right way to live. And I'm like, really? You really? Okay, so you're telling me you're a grown-up, right? Okay, I think you must have mistaken your age group or something in your brain. But then again, wait a minute. That's not called that. It's called a shame cycle. An inner critic, outer critic, and then fucking drugging, drinking, and doing it all over again. So self-soothing mechanisms. And, you know, people that want to use their pathology, they don't get a good therapist. Good therapists tell you you're healable because you're not broken. You're getting home to yourself and you can live a very blissful life when you're in your higher social engagement system. So when you get a good therapist, they're going to not give you a crutch. Because see, the ones who say, here's the label you are, they're not updating themselves with the new information. So they're not empowered. In fact, they are actually the superheroes who are basically fighting a supervillain. And there's your Peter Pans with Wendy's and, you know, Pinocchio's and all that. Okay, so empowered people, they love and support each other to fly. We love each other always, and we lift each other up when we're down. And we also soar the sky together when we're up. Love is always there, but what love also is direct communication. Thanks, Mom. It's called equanimity. So it's called, I'm not going to be too sensitive. I'm not going to be not sensitive. I'm going to speak my thoughts, my feelings, the stories, that way you can know all of my honesty. And then I'm going to wait for you to respond to me. So this is the part of when vulnerability is something we're not afraid of, because we have actual confidence. I learned this all as a teenager, and how many teenagers did not have confidence, but they have cowardice. And now that I'm a grown up, I know that that same cowardice is discussed by childhood trauma survivor and healed, right? Our lovely Patrick Tiahan. He has a community. He helps all of them to remember what audience they talk to. So you can go to him and learn how the ones who reparent themselves get called cold, selfish, or protective too. I just personally didn't need to reparent myself. And I actually didn't care about when people told me these words, because I'm like, I know I have emotions in my heart, but hey, I guess I come across as cold and insensitive and selfish to you. So I'm going to learn. Is there something that we can do to work it out or not? And that's it. And yes, no, which one? Okay, cool. When you're a 5D person, again, our relationships, we're emotionally aware, accountable. We do know how to self-regulate our nervous system. That's why safe haven. And then secure base. We have 24 hours. Don't waste my time. I won't waste yours, I promise. Well, I'll try. Obviously, if you present to me where I've wasted it, I'll say, I'm so sorry. And when people have told me that I've wasted their time, they have, not in a nice way, but that they, gave me their time. That's the minute that's like, okay, I won't ask of your time again. I'm so sorry that I thought we were enjoying each other. My bad. So you know how to step back. With healthy self-worth, we do direct communicative approach. We do not take it personally, people. Did anybody not become a teenager that grew out of that? I know I grew out of that whenever I was told it. It's not personal, Maria. Yes, but you know what? You're right. It's not personal. And that's where the spirituality process is at, thanks Sadhguru. So Sadhguru doesn't know how to translate the human stuff, but I do. Anytime I'm hearing him talk, he always talks about how to be a functional adult. Even the relationships, he talked about this. And part of what he says is really awesome. Part of it, he doesn't know about the ones of us who are independent. So for those who are independent lovers, we always love you more. The love is the standard. Our relationship with you will enjoy you more. Because the minute that I'm investing time in you and you're investing time in me and we're both doing it as conscious lovers, well, you can only go up, my lovely listeners. See, the thing about enlightenment is it's a constant vibe because of your three-year-old. Oh my gosh, is it beautiful. And when you have conscious men, that's when they're appreciating you moment by moment by moment. It's like a never-ending story that says, okay, this is not... Is it true? Too good to be true? But no, it's not. Because when you're using your brain to think things through, and you're using your brain to feel things through, because you got a left and right mode, and you're not having any self-doubt, and you're not watching your back and trying to protect yourself and thinking that you need boxing gloves or shit like that. So you're literally investing in each other and getting to know each other. So the investment is, I'm getting to know you. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. And as people do this, there's the peeling of layers of onions. But beneath the surface, there's the same three-year-old whole heart, because these two individuals are healthy self-worth, man and woman. Yeah, that's what a team is. That's what partnership is. That's what intimacy is. Doesn't need to be body-based. You don't even need to be or have touched each other to build that level of depth. And oh yeah, commitment. It's not hard. It's easy because you choose from your conscious brain, that is. And that's if you're consciously participating. So when we meet avoidant men, they're not consciously participating with their hearts. They're shutting down their hearts. That will become clear pretty quickly. It will be addressed in different manners, in different ways. And it won't create a splinter though, because a functional adult doesn't do splinters. So here's what happens. We have honest, passionate, and intense healthy conflict conversations. Obviously, it's when possible. That's why our adult direct communicative approach works so well. If we have an avoidant, they're freaking out in their body. But see, because they don't go to a good therapist to figure out what's going on when they shut people out, they don't actually think about how they're interacting. So if they were self-reflective at least a little bit, and if they cared about the herd, so the woman they're talking to, then they'd be like, you know what, let me sit down with this. But since men that are avoidant, as well as women, I'm sure, but I'm going to talk right now about men, they have the stereotype of, we just fuck, so you're my sex object. I don't have emotions. I just want a sex object because I'm that dick. The dick is what rules, not my brain. And so they literally allow themselves to subject their own identity. The men who are avoidant will not try to push that because their left mode is what dominates. Their right mode is only going to be accessible if they care about their inner child at some point. And if in some way they figure out, wait a minute, I feel that they're going to uncover that I'm a fraud. That means I have low self-esteem. Wait a minute, I am afraid they're going to abandon me. That means, again, I have low self-esteem. Wait a minute, I'm actually afraid to love. Shit, I have low self-esteem. I think I want to go and get that worked on so I can build a good relationship with women. Well, and besides fucking, I mean, I can get that too, but I also want the intimate part. Like, I want it to be with the heart. Now, see, that's smart. But if you're 16 and you're just, you know, up your shell, well, that alloparenting, remember us teens? So if you as a teen awoke to yourself versus continue to be asleep to yourself, I'm going to say you started a path that is going to lead you to, I am a player or some shit like that, because that's what happens with the avoidant men. So yeah, for women such as myself, avoidant men mean the same thing that avoidant men, which were boys, and really they weren't as teenagers. I didn't have too much, but avoidant, it's dysfunctional. Any human being that I met as a teenager who didn't know how to tell me the truth and talk, coward, low self-esteem. You're a person who has envy, jealousy, spite, and revenge. You have low self-esteem too. Nope, no evil there. Nope. No, I contemplated evil. You don't look like evil to me. I mean, what? You think heartbreak is evil? That's called us being people. Sadness is a connection, emotion. So yeah, it's normal that I can cry. I wanted to build a snowman and you didn't. You ruined my snowman. But then again, I can build it again. I just can learn to get you out of my snowman building space. So, you know, if you come and push it down and I say, hey, don't push it down. And then you do it again. And by the third time, I'm done. That's how it works for confident women. And I'm not like, oh my God, this was so traumatic. So I have all the compassion in the world. Again, anyone who feels trauma goes to good therapy. I am here for personal development. And I'm here to share with you what it's like as a teenager to know it's not traumatic. It's going to be emotionally deep. You're going to process it. You're not a victim of emotions, because that's how you don't feel when you know how to regulate your nervous system and know I'm a human. Of course I have emotions, but wait, I know I don't. I'm a cold, selfish bitch. I forgot. Yeah, I'm cold and I'm rational, and that's because I use my prefrontal cortex. So yeah, you know what? I don't have emotions. So guess what? Yep, I'm good. Are we done here? Because I need to move on with my life. No, I want to. I don't need to. I actually have shit that I want to get done. We have no time to waste. That's the one thing that will make a woman who's empowered, which is why my highest devotion. Yeah, that sounds like you're basically his subject. Like, what is that? And that's called the 0-1-year-old of a person happy to be owned by some other human being and to have that sense of safety physically in life. So their driver is obviously certainty and bonding. Some of us, our driver does not dominate with those, because you cannot have safety. You will not be around me 24 hours. So you won't be able to save me if somebody comes to hurt me or if something happens. Because, you know, we don't live the movies. Once you get out of teenage years, you're like, you're not in a movie. I don't need to be afraid every time I'm home. So I'm not going to think of those, you know, horror shows. I don't watch them personally. So again, an empowered woman you're avoiding me, whatever you're doing, I won't be like, oh my God, it's so personal. I've done something. Let me go and double check. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? I must be, no, yeah, even dysfunctional, again, people, women, men, whoever it is, I don't do any doubt. I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's my emotional stuff. Whenever I have anything that I question about people that I are in my circle, I'm like, yeah, it's nothing. I'm going to keep doing shit because I have more stuff I want to think about in my brain and not about people that I can have a conversation with them if I really want to ask about questions. So we either approach you to ask or we'll leave it alone and not care about it. And that's because our life is busy with actual things that our heart wants to do, not our brain thinking. We have passions. So the recalibration comes easily. Okay. Once we've had our conversations, we figured out the data points, we figure out what we're dealing with, we recalibrate. And that is with each person's personal preferences and desires on what degree of intimacy they want to have with us. And so we will be able to love, accept, and respect another person, however they are, 3D, 4D, Squirrel, Cusco, you name it. You know, they're not Pachas though, that's for sure. And then the relationship building direction moving forward, that's established. Okay, so we don't ask questions beyond the ones that we will have asked at the beginning of a relationship where we're actually starting to get to know each other. And here, the empowered woman, I don't need to fuck you to be in any way, shape, or form intimate. In fact, that's the last of the things that I am going to be interested in, is that. Because I'm very protective of my own time and my own body, and you better bet that I am not going to share it with just anyone. And it's not because it's a precious thing. I remember my teenage girlfriends. Oh my gosh, my teenage girlfriends. Because they were raised. So the very, very ultra conservative people fit the traditions and the let me fear monger you into or like not practicing any sex before marriage, all that stuff. Yeah. That's not why we're having the situations we're having with women, men, and theys. I am sure all relationships, when it comes to people who don't know how to be healthy, self-worth. One, they don't go to good therapy. So compassion hat on again. Anyone who has low self-esteem, indirect communication, passive-aggressive manners, and they don't know that boundaries are not about canceling. Anyone who doesn't know how to talk, they all can go to good therapy. And if they don't, they're going to be dating beneath themselves until they do. And that's actually sad, but they will not talk about it that way. I have dysfunctional people that I have told about trauma bonding, as they tell me that one of their partners is a covert narcissist. Or when I have shared, you know, this is called the blamer type personality. What they're doing seems that they're saying they're a victim. You're not doing anything right. And I'm going to, again, say codependent. So you're having a person who's not healthy, self-worth yet. So whenever you give a adaptive child, which is a maladaptive child as a grown up, so a person who still wants to save themselves in home because they have unfinished business that they're not noticing, they will find a way to justify the partner and or make themselves out to be the superhero of their supervillain story. And those are not healthy, self-worth people. They are people who need a therapist because they don't know how to be their inner child's best lawyer and to become consistently an honest person. They know how to project their insecurities and whatever's happening, and they're not finishing the Elsa journey. No, they're always during the song, oh, show yourself, I'm dying to meet you. So they're consistently in that hypervigilant mode that actually those dysfunctional people look for, because they will be getting into other toxic relationships until they realize their childhood trauma, and until they realize their trust breaks, and until they realize that they are the ones who are choosing to continue to get into survival mode, because they are not saying, I won't reiterate how many scars I have. I don't trust men. I wasted my life many years. Now that I'm a 40, this is one woman, 49-year-old, I will not be wasting any time with a man. I'm going to be single. So yeah, that's where you know if a woman is empowered or not. That's not empowerment. That's a person who has not healed from their trust breaks and whatever shit's gone down. Here's what I can tell you as an empowered woman. I've met avoidant men. And I've met the whole discardedness. I have met and continue to meet dysfunctional people. And I have compassion, but I also know, like Patrick Tihan points out, the cowardice, the emotional laziness of people. I mean, seeing people say, I don't want to do personal development makes me really want to just throw up. Like in this case, the people who do shit like that, I mean, I can understand a person who has no idea about any attachment trauma stuff, but in 2024, they do. They are choosing to listen to who they want to listen to. So at this point, our lovely year, we can talk about there's great educators. People who stay ignorant, they stay ignorant of good education. They go and listen to fucking influencers that make what they want come true. Like the falsely empowered women who are not in any way, shape, or form empowered. The fact that your life is devoted to one human being and that you think that emotions are something that would be hard for you to work with in a relationship. Again, I don't even know what you're learning. Even without knowing the attachment or trauma information I knew about healthy self-worth, I've applied it. That's the point. So when you're a teenager, you're called cold, protective, you're a bitch or a snooty witch or whatever it is, or somebody who's pretending to be happy. So I've been told by people, you're pretending when I end pictures. I've smiled and stuff like that. Anyways, the point of that is all these people I saw just continuing to shit on humanity and life anytime something didn't go their way. Like with the whole God thing. Everyone will say evil exists, God doesn't. And that's because humans are evil. Humans are this, which is where going back to, it's not your belief system per se. It's not your traditions or values that will have a marriage or a commitment or values work. It's you becoming an emotionally aware, accountable, and self-regulating person, because it's integration of the brain that makes you kind and compassionate, because you're engaging in your embodied brain, and so you're using your higher social engagement system. But the thing is, your left and right mode are friends, so when emotions come up, you don't throw them at people by saying they don't deserve love. So my teenage boyfriend, I never once said he doesn't deserve love. Did he do things that were things that could have been done differently? Yes, but he didn't. That's why cowards and people who choose fear, avoidant men, will not be, in my book, evil. You can't be evil if you don't know how to be an actual fucking badass. And if you can't deal with your emotions, guess what you are? You're not a badass to a person who can handle emotions, that's for sure. And here's where, for those of us who can handle emotions, the whole sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never... Right? Yeah, that's exactly how it works. You can break me. In fact, the only reason I would move away from you is if you're physically going to threaten me, because I want to live. Other than that, you don't represent a challenge to me. You represent a person who doesn't know how to handle life at all. And so here's the deal with empowered women. We have compassion for all people, not just some. And when we're around dysfunctional people, it irritates the fuck out of us. I have learned at this point, finally, how to handle Kali because of attachment trauma information. And because of the stuff of how many people think that they know what they're talking about and what they're doing, and it's not my business. Thank you, mother, as my mother has pointed out to me many, many times, because I'm a nurturer at heart. I am a divine feminine. You know this. Divine feminines want to nurture, and we will always see your inner child. I will not see an evil human being because you're not evil, because the story doesn't work for a person who's connected to Purusha Prakriti, to grace, to consciousness, to call it what you want. This is why it's not about a belief. My heart is connected to the sphere. And it's always been very clear, human suffering, human suffering, human suffering, not evil, no evil. No evil whatsoever. And the Michael Stone scale, if that's the evil, yeah, 1 to 22. They all need therapists. So my personal heart, which has always been empowered thanks to my mother, and then with Jesus in my corner, repeating, forgive them for they do not know. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. turn that cheek, and with God having made us each in whatever we are supposed to be, no fear. For me, there's no fear of this hell stuff, because again, this is a bullshit story, one, but two, even if it were, I accepted that my fate would be determined, because that's exactly what faith is. I don't have technically a choice. If evil or something of life is presented to me, I have known my entire life how to accept, because I believe. And sometimes it could, for all we know, it's a coincidence. But what I'm saying is, I believe in destiny, and I believe that you participate. So that's where life always happens the way it's meant to happen. But the conversation mine with God was, and has always been, I understand that what you send me is what I'm meant to deal with and look at. And so there's never been, God, why'd you send me this? God, I have not ever done that, because I was also taught that's not how prayer works. Now I laugh, not because it's funny. It's just that the people who switched God up with source and universe, and then they're still acting in a certain way with it, I am not going to say that I don't understand. I'm going to say they don't understand how to work with their nervous system in a moment where life has sent them something that they're dealing with. Your embodied brain, your nervous system, you work with the right mode when you're dealing with unknowns, uncertainties, and unwanteds. If you are using your left mode, the chit-chatter, to be your own equanimous voice, because you're not going to be your friend necessarily, but you are. The reality is, in my personal opinion, if you're not your own fucking friend, what are you doing with your brain? Like, seriously, you're going to be your own auto enemy? That doesn't make any logical sense, is what I was looking at when I evaluated, why would I be my worst enemy? I'm not going to be my best friend, but I'm not going to be somebody who talks shit to myself. That sounds ridiculous, since I live in my head, by the way. So again, inner growth and straightforward logic for a securely attached person who's healthy self-worth, this is easy, not hard. So again, people can present to you any equation emotionally. What did you do? You didn't do anything. I'm not going to complain about it. You didn't touch my life. You have no effect on my physical livelihood. What do you think you're doing? The only people who are not here are the same ones, though, who, one, either they need better help and they don't get it, because some don't want it, and others, they aren't getting the right type. The ones who are, they end up learning how to be here and have great relationships. So they don't use their time with any of the dysfunctional patterns of people. And it's because we don't want to use our time in our survival mode. There's no need to be in human suffering. It's not the belief systems that have people committing. It's the conscious thought form choice, as you are emotionally experiencing something, and it is because of how you want to live in your herd. So it's how you live inside of you, and when you have intimacy with you, which is what an empowered woman will have, so it will be, I'm equanimous, I will be unflappable. So when crisis hits, I'm not confused, I don't have self-doubt, I'm not going to doubt my own self, I won't projected either. What does this mean? Okay, so I will give you an equation. When we're discarded by the avoidant man, so you basically are given the equation of a person does a 360 on you. So from one day to the next, you have no idea what happened, but they are ceasing communication, all of it. Okay, they shut you out. And this has happened at least a couple times. I've also dealt with the full-blown narcissist, which is a very sad story. I was not confused. I was humored. I was humored at the fact that I'm looking at the eyes of a human being that I know, and I'm like, wow, you are such a great fucking liar. It's not even funny. And this armor that I feel, and I got the answer of what the armor is from my lovely therapist. I was like, okay, he shut himself out from his own inner child due to shame. He needs a good therapist. That's what he needs. But now he's so fully armored in that who knows if, and because he doesn't have educated people around him, he's not going to get what he needs. But I was not afraid. I was not angry. I was not destabilized. I was not humiliated. No. I made choices consciously. I felt sad for my friend. Still feel sad for my friend. But I know my friend is a person who is very stubborn. So my friend, I had to say, disengage, disengage, disengage. Of which, by the way, because a unfinished business, unhealed trauma person is simply a pattern of their unfinished business, three-year-old teenager, they're going to hear you. They're not caring about actually the interaction. They're playing out what is a pattern that is a maladaptive pattern as a grown-up. This is how they learn to handle life that stressed them out. So it's a sad story. That's what an empowered woman will tell you about an avoidant man or a narcissistic man or a anxious person. Any of those that are not securely attached, any human being that I've ever met that has trauma, any of it, I will not be angry at them. Because that part of however you get treated by a person who is not available, it will be handled by my heart, not your heart. It's my nervous system. I get to chit-chat, and guess what? The beauty of having a divine mask in your mind that's your friend is that, but you're not your best friend. You take and see what you can have brought. But the thing about honesty and what's really nice is you don't lie. I'm laughing because see, the one thing you will always know is if you are pure consciousness, because you say what you think, you say what you feel, all of it. You have nothing that you're holding back. The only reason people don't do it is they're still the teenage version living like movie land, as if something drastic could happen. And I'm not talking about words. People who don't know how to be considered an evil bitch or an evil witch from their own heart with the knowingness that that can be true to another human being are the same people who don't know how oneness consciousness works. And by the way, for the 4D mystics, this is where their hypocrisy lies for a 5D mystic, is that they seem to not understand how you living more than one life works. If you're really going to contemplate that whole part of how you will have been able to be on all sides of the spectrum and you still judge a book by its cover and you're still casting a stone, you have not thought through what I just said. When you can contemplate about the whole where you have more than one life and it says that you will have done things and that you will carry karma with you, then it means that you will have knowledge of this, objectively speaking, which means you can be on any of those sides. And that is the part of where you understand to, and it's not an understanding. So this is where this part of the mystic plane is not because my left mode understands or because I can explain it to you. It's because I know in my, one, my heart, but from my own downloads, my own channeling, the Akashic Record readings, from my experiences as a mystic, and just from faith alone, but not the monotheistic one, because the monotheistic one has a very specific organized. I'm talking from a faith of spirituality. You will understand what it means that there is no duality. And it's not confusing. Your body understands Shiva, understands nothingness. That's because my right mode is on and not because my left mode is off. Maria understands that there's no sides. And this is something that any person who opens themselves up to the infinite higher human conscious potential experiences can. You dismantle any one of those organized belief systems, thoughts. And so this is why people that are left mode dominant, they will continue to organize you because they need to understand you. So they want labels. That's why I use labels. I'm a 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group. I'm a functional adult, and I'm a solo polyamory person. This helps people to know what I am in that organized way that people want. But if they begin to go looking into books, they're not going to know who I am because I don't use them like the dictionary, okay? So there's always a bit of blending, and a gray area is what an emotional adult will be able to understand. So when you speak to men who are healthy self-worth and they're empowered and they're present, so not an avoidant man, and when you talk to also an empowered woman and I share with them something like I just did here, they will understand. The one who is a little bit more left brain dominant will still organize me in a way but they will understand and they will actually be open to hearing how I can define to them what I'm trying to say specifically. So that means I am a person who discerns, and I'm a person who is an independent thinker, man, woman, doesn't matter. It's a human being who's getting to know another human being. And those are states of consciousness and the independent, and those are beautifully grown relationships because these are the same people who take ownership of their own emotional stuff. So they don't come in and have their teenager, which is a Cusco, a squirrel, Yzma, you know, whatever it is, they don't use the chit chatter and slap a mask on you. They don't use their own opinion to say, no, I'm going to paint you the color that I've decided you are. That's the part where other people, they will paint a picture of you based on their own unfinished business. And that's why, for me, I already understood as a kid, when people will think you're an evil bitch, they won't think it only, Maria. They believe it. Do you have proof? Can you prove your heart? Can you prove you are intending to do good? No. So what's our conclusion? I'm not going to prove shit. Hey, I'm an evil bitch today to you. Do we want to hang out or not? And you know what's nice about people who are cowards? They don't even know how to tell you that they think you're an evil bitch. But you don't really care in the first place because, you know, I don't have friends that I think of as evil. Evil doesn't exist except for Michael Stone's equation. So when I meet avoidant men, I know they're afraid. I meet an anxious, they're afraid. Avoidant, fear, afraid again. What else? What do we need? Where's the child? Oh, there it is. There's the child. So nobody's walking on eggshells. Nobody's traumatized by being dumped. It's not even being dumped, really. We don't like to use words like ghosted. It's more of, wow, that's really fascinating how a person can do a 360 like that and not even take ownership. I'm wondering how their brain works because are they smart? I don't know. Like, did they fall off their head? So we will begin to make sense of something's off here because you clearly can't see what you're doing. I mean, it's almost like having a drunk driver try to cross and walk a line. And yet this isn't a drunk driver though. This is a human being who continues to make up excuses of why they're not taking ownership for shit, or they're being a humorous clown to you. So you just start having fun with it. You don't grow less loving. I've grown more loving in the years because of realizing how many cowards there are. Oh, I'm sorry. Emotionally lazy people. Thank you, Patrick Tiahan, childhood trauma survivor, healed and healing therapist. So when I meet emotionally lazy people, now that I'm a grown-up, I don't meet that many of them. But if I do meet them, I'm not really noticing any of that. I don't waste my time in areas that aren't going to be making a difference. And the adaptive child is owned by the human being who, if they choose that the maladaptive behavior is justified, they're going to choose to be Cuscos and squirrels. I'm going to love them as Cuscos and squirrels. They're not doing anything to my life. So when people are envious, jealous, spiteful, or vengeful, when they harbor that survival mode because they think everybody's out to get them and somehow they just don't trust people, yeah, you're not going to really bother with trying to be in that space, meaning it's going to be perceivable. We know how to recalibrate. They know how to recalibrate. No, I don't know because they're a pattern, but I know how to recalibrate. And you haven't chipped away at my self-confidence because that would mean that, yeah, no, you can't. My 0-1-year-old doesn't need your approval. I have a secure attachment figure. She's called mother. That's the only person, and even her. I mean, I'm a grown-up. Go ask her. She'll have plenty to say about how I have no shame. That's what empowerment means. But it's not I'm unapologetically rude to you. No, no, no. Let me share stories. Let me share stories. So this is the number of dysfunctional people overall, lovers and not. Whenever we will get what is called, I'm just going to call it Cusco, there's a way for us to know how to handle ourselves. We repair. You see, the person who knows compersion, I want you to be happy. What just happened here is called, I can agree to disagree. You said I'm a shit, you're a shit, whatever it is. It doesn't, none of the words, none of this matters. I will end that moment, that interaction, with a hug. I don't have to speak it to you. I'm bringing closure to it myself. You don't have to do anything. That's why I'm a pure piece of consciousness. It's not because I'm good or bad. No, I'm not necessarily kind. No, but what I am is in a physiological state of compassion. Physiological. My prefrontal cortex is on, which means I just took in the information of what I could do and could not do in a responding way, because I have no trauma charges lingering. I have no self-doubt. I have no insecurity whatsoever. I'm not destabilized by you. I'm unflappable. It's a difference. So as you're interacting with me, I'm simply recalibrating already myself to see what can I do here. And then I will effectively respond to saying, I'm so sorry. You know what? Misunderstanding. And in one way, shape, or form, I will thank you for your time. I will hug you. I will do whatever I can to be appreciative of that moment, because we are the same piece of consciousness. So I did get to be blessed with you participating in my life in that moment. No matter what you may think of me, I, the person who owns this body over here, the name, use your name, this white Elsa, we don't need to do no journey. I'm a 3-year-old with a 1-year-old and I'm a 44-year-old who's here. You will have given me your time. I am appreciative of that. And I will have learned something about you. The more I get to know you, the better. We're a very good herd member when we are gonna be in each other's vicinity now. When I'm able to be with the people who are not avoidant or dysfunctional, I'm having fun and they're having fun. And all of those other circumstances, there will have been a recalibration so that we may meet that which is the degree of intimacy that another human being will not have within their own body, obviously, because your child parts means you have no intimacy with yourself. You don't know how to be a person who speaks, you know how to be a mask, and you taint others as such. And so I know what mask I am to you by the time we're done having however many interactions we need, so that I can recalibrate appropriately and effectively. A 5D person only brings harmony because we are the grown-ups of the situation. So when you're in a physiological state of compassion, that's why the now, the prefrontal cortex, I'm not studying you. I'm present, I'm curious, I'm open, accepting, loving, and I'm calibrating my nervous system to my higher social engagement system. You have no weapon. I am interacting with a human being in front of me. I'm not afraid because you don't scare me, because my mother didn't scare me as a 3-year-old when I cried or got angry. So you're not scary to me, even if you may be pissy in your pants. I will simply then move from my insula is lit up, my temporal junction, my amygdala was alerted because I'm with a herd member, and my prefrontal cortex, that's a physiological state of compassion. And my oxytocin gene hormone is on, which is why you won't be picking up on any type of casting of a stone. You'll pick up on if there's emotions going on beneath the surface, if you're a person who has integration of the brain. If you don't have it, you won't know shit. You'll know your picture, whatever stuff your brain's making up, which is different. It's a different story. And in fact, we learn how to try to listen better when we're with maladaptive children, because they will keep on being Cuscos and squirrels. And so if I can recalibrate my ears and then meet whatever it is that we're doing together, this is great. If not, I will know that we will have a disconnected conversation and disconnected interactions. But I will know that it's only disconnected on my end, because I'm the one who's noticing that you think something that is not who I am, but you are not caring to actually ask me who I am. And that is where avoidant men come into the picture again. So what I mean is that when people don't get curious about, you know, like, let's say what music you like, what movies you like, what books you like, what you like to do in your free time. When a person who's a man isn't interested in any of that, my lovely women, they're not interested in getting to know you. That's even friends, you know. So here's where when you meet people who are interested in getting to know you, they will want to share like I do. I want to share what you are interested in. That's why it's easy for me to recalibrate, because I'm a 3-year-old who knows how to share the floor. Thank you, mother. I don't have to make it about me, because it's not about me. I was enjoying and still am enjoying the time that I spend with another person. That's why conscious lovers don't say we love you and take it back. The minute you do something that we will not agree with, we know how to share that we can agree to disagree. That's also why, as I was saying, marriage is not about values. Marriage is not about the tradition. When I learned about what marriage was, it still is the same today. It's called two healthy, self-worth people who care about each other and want to have fun together. It's easy to love. It's not hard work, but you need to have your 0-1-year-old as your own, so to be your own safe haven and to be your secure base. And this is something that isn't a fight. Now, when we do, again, when I meet any dysfunctional person, has always brought up Kali in me. An avoidant man will not have brought up Kali because I was taught already by the women of my own household that men don't know how to use their feelings. So I've been taught that they're clowns, that they're egotistical, and that they don't know how to tell the truth. And then I got to meet men that did all of the things that I don't believe in stereotypes, because you're an independent human being. So I will not treat you based on stereotypes. But when it comes to the, you know, avoidant man, yeah, it's not traumatic. Like, it's not traumatic to meet a narcissist and to engage. I'm very sad for the narcissist that I know. My heart to this day is sad for that inner child to this day, this beautiful inner child. I will always be blessed to have known what they were, what they could have become, and to hope that they get a good therapist so that they might return home to themselves. Because that's the beauty of knowing about attachment and trauma, and that evil is a scale that Michael Stone has, forensic criminologist, and they're all people who need therapists. That's it. That's all evil is. And I'm sad that people to this day distort the words of Jesus and the words of God. Because see, to a true person of faith, distortion is clear, because you've taken the essence of love and life out of it, because you have not taken ownership of your humanity. And thank goodness for Sadhguru. As he points out, if you overflow with humanity, divinity has to descend. So while these stories keep on giving people a picture of an entity that will be that type of parent thing, which is why you have a relationship with God based on how your parenting was, the ones of us who have equanimity, God has always been unconditionally loving, the essence of life and love, and he doesn't step in with the free will thing, because that's your opportunity to take ownership and become the grown-up version of you. So when you have integration of the brain, that's where kindness and compassion is made visible. It's because you as a human being will have access to your higher social engagement system, your prefrontal cortex, and you will easily recalibrate again and again and again. No questions asked except for those beginning ones, and honesty is always in the forefront, which is why we will be just as passionate and as emotional as we want to be. In fact, we don't hold back. Ever. Our consciousness will be clear. You will know everything, because you know what I know is I have 24 hours. I'm going to make sure you know everything that I'm thinking and feeling, because that way I've given you the opportunity that is of clarity. I will not leave you confused. And I'm not confused, because I'm the secure attachment empowered woman over here. So you don't confuse me when you do avoidance. You don't confuse me when you do it anxious. You don't confuse the person. You will potentially have me be sad, of course, but I won't be confused. Actually, you will have given me a gift, the gift of clarity. So when people choose the wrong silence because they're afraid, and so they choose fear, they keep it inside forever. And that's their stuff, not mine. So we don't. We tell people what we think and we feel, and we will also be open to any type of honest conversation. And if somebody's playing a clown, we will know they are, and we will leave it alone. Because the clown is not a clown. It's when a person doesn't grow up emotionally, they don't actually choose to bring out their child to play. So yeah, you get to see people become versions of themselves as they get older. It's childhood. What did Patrick Tian call it? It's a childhood persona, the hostile, the darkness, the ghost. Then we have the, are we good? We have the doer. And so you'll see just, you know, people grow up to be that. Plus the movies give them a good example. And then the stereotypes that people love to throw at each other, men, women, all of that. But yeah, if you meet an empowered woman, when we are dealing with an avoidant man, we won't treat them with shame, blame, fault, or revenge. We know the Pacha manners and handshake, and it's the somatic empath, and it's the higher social engagement system. So we know how to speak and try to seek a conversation. And we will express honestly and thoroughly all of it. This is where they think it's an explanation. No, it's not an explanation. It's a, I want to get everything cleared out now, not tomorrow, because I don't want to waste my time or your time. In fact, this is the one thing, do not use my time. So whenever we figure out that people aren't wanting to get to know us, we recalibrate, and that way we can all be using time effectively and, you know, keep growing those beautiful, healthy, self-loving relationships and the healthy love that comes with people who are actual marriage, quote-unquote, material. So it's people who are available to their own heart, and then they will therefore be available to your own heart. And anyone else has compassion, and you always wish and hope that they find a good therapist, because today in 2024, that's all they need to get to their own inner child and become a whole three-year-old heart. Please be kind and compassionate. We'll be back with more. Have a great day.